主日的清晨呢，我们再来思想神的话语。
Thanks be to God, and today in this Lord's morning, we'll continue to consider the Word of God.
好，我们先一起来读一处圣经的经文。我们请弟兄姊妹起立。
Let's all raise up and read the scripture from the Bible.
好，我们一起来看到屏幕上圣经的经文。我们来读《使徒行传》的23:11。
Let's read together Acts 23:11.
啊，《使徒行传》23:11起，当夜主站在保罗旁边说：“放心吧，你怎样在耶路撒冷为我做见证，也必怎样在罗马为我做见证。”好，我们来祷告。
Let's pray。
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you。
感谢你，你把你的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
Thank you for giving us your word through the Bible。
神的话语就是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
And your word is a lamp to my feet and light on my path。
照亮我们的脚步，不让我们落到黑暗当中。
And you light our steps so that we'll not fall into darkness。
带领我们的脚步，也不让我们偏行己路。
And guide us so that we'll not go astray。
乃是保守我们活在神的旨意和恩典当中。
And keep us in the will and heart of God。
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray this in the holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹，请坐。
Please be seated.
啊，又到了新的一年。
Another new year.
在这新年一开始的时候就，我们就听到很多很不好的消息，很多惨剧、悲剧。
And、the beginning of the new year, we heard many bad news and many tragedies.
不仅是发生在世界其他地方，也发生在我们今天所在的这个国家。
Not only in many other countries, but also in the country that we are living in.
就在这个新年夜的时候，我们也都应该都知道，在新奥尔良，就是有凶手开着卡车去撞向人群哈。
And we heard that on the Christmas Eve and、in New Orleans, and the murder has drove a pickup truck into a crowd.
是新年的时候啊，就是
相信
大家也都看到新闻哈，应该就是已经有15人死亡，甚至还有30多人是重伤。那这个数字可能还会有变化哈。
That tragedy led to 15 dead and more than 30 people injured.
那同一天，就有人就在这个特斯拉那个卡车上面，那个电卡车上面放炸弹，就在这个拉斯维加的那个 Trump 大厦门口就引爆它爆炸。
On the same day, and someone put a bomb onto a Tesla Cybertruck and made it explode before the Trump Tower in Las Vegas.
那么这两个事件同一天发生，当然是让那些受难者失去生命啊，当然也表达一个非常强烈的一个信息和信号。很多人从这个信息和信号当中可能看到一些很让人不安的一些信息。
And these two incidents happened on the same day. Of course, it not only caused deaths, it also brought some unrest and safety threats from for the people.
那么在新的一年，很多各行各业的一些专家呢，都对新的一年发出了很多悲观的预期。
In the new year, and many experts from all fields of life have made pessimistic predictions about the new year.
我们也看到，甚至在世界上很多地方也一些政治发生动荡啊，一些甚至战争的风声啊，越来越强烈。
In many parts of the world, there were political turmoils and wars and rumors of wars.
当然，关系到我们很多人切身利益，可能就是，现在各种消息，好像很多大公司要裁员，甚至已经开始裁员。
And what affects most of us might be that some corporations and companies have started another round of layoffs.
很多不好的消息在新年一开始就接踵而来，在这个时候，我相信我们，每个人，都希望听到神对我们说一句话，就是放心吧。
At the beginning of New Year, a lot of bad news came one by one, and I believe that most of us would like to hear what the Lord said to us, be of good cheer.
那么就像我们今天一开始所读的这一节经文，那么当保罗被关押在深夜的时候，保罗那个时候是也是非常孤独的，也是经历挫败的。
Just like the scripture we just read, when Paul was imprisoned, and at deep night, Paul was lonely and he was frustrated.
然后耶稣站在他旁边，对他说：“放心吧。”
Lord Jesus stood by him and said to him, "Be of good cheer."
啊，那保罗从耶稣那里得到深深的安慰，也是鼓励。
Paul received the greatest comfort and encouragement from the Lord Jesus.
啊，我们也希望我们每一个人在新的一年一开始的时候，我们也从主那里得到安慰，得到鼓励。
I hope that at the beginning of the new year, every one of us will receive such comfort and encouragement from the Lord.
让我们也像保罗那样，这一天晚上过去之后，他又来为主的名更加勇敢、喜乐地去做见证了。
And we will be like Paul after that night, and Paul will renew their strength and joy to bear the witness for the Lord.
我们先把圣经的经文我们大致的背景给大家简单介绍一下。
I first talk about the background of this verse.
我们这一段时间以来，我们都是在查考《使徒行传》。
For the past few months, and we have been studying the book of Acts.
如果弟兄姊妹都是固定来到我们教会参加主日聚会的，可能都已经非常熟悉了哈。
If you have been in our Sunday worship, you must be familiar with what we have been studying.
所以我在这里非常的简单的介绍一下这个背景的情况。
So I'll briefly introduce the background.
保罗呢，他被圣灵带领，他要来到耶路撒冷来为耶稣的名做见证。
Paul was led by the Holy Spirit to bear witness for the Lord Jesus Christ in Jerusalem.
那么圣灵同时也告诉保罗，你如果去了，一定会受到逼迫和迫害的。
And the Holy Spirit has told Paul that if you go to Jerusalem, you will be persecuted there.
那么果然，结果保罗来到耶路撒冷，来到圣殿当中，为耶稣的名做见证，结果犹太人就起来就攻击他。
And when Paul went to Jerusalem and when he preached the gospel to the Jews, and the Jews rise up to fight against him.
那时候聚集的人群应该是数千人之多，所以发起了这个骚乱和动乱。
There were at least thousands of Jews or people there, and there was a turmoil.
所以罗马的千夫长赶紧就赶到了，因为整个暴乱就要爆发。
And the Roman commander came, and because there was a great unrest and the turmoil.
那么大家可以看到屏幕的经文，为大家读一下哈。
I'll read you the scriptures on the screen.
使徒行传23:10-11，那时大起争吵，千夫长恐怕保罗被他们扯碎了，就吩咐兵丁下去，把他从众人当中抢出来。当夜主站在保罗旁边说：“放心吧，你怎样在耶路撒冷为我做见证，也必怎样在罗马为我做见证。”所以那个时候聚集的人群，那个时候是疯狂的毒打保罗。
So the people gathered there, they have brutally beaten Paul.
这个残忍残暴的程度，就是几乎要把他撕碎了。
They were so brutal that almost put Paul to pieces.
所以这个时候呢，罗马的千夫长赶紧就把他抢出来，把他带到银楼，是关押起来。但是呢，事实上，他才可以存活，保罗才可以存活。
So the Roman commander and took Paul by force from among them and they bring him in the barracks so that Paul could survive.
然后当晚主耶稣就亲自来安慰保罗，放心吧。
At that same night, Lord Jesus personally came to Paul and comforted him, be of good cheer.
那么在耶路撒冷，在圣殿当中，我们在前段时间的主日信息当中，我们看到保罗是非常非常真诚、情实迫切的向他的犹太同胞传福音。
From previous messages, we can see that in Jerusalem, among the Jews in the synagogues, and Paul was preaching sincerely to his fellow Jews.
他讲他自己身为一个犹太人，身为一个法利赛人，他是怎样认罪悔改，被耶稣基督所拯救的。
And Paul was talking with them as a Jew, as a Pharisee, and how he could convert to the Lord Jesus, how he was saved by the Lord Jesus.
然后他称呼这些就是陷害他、辱骂他、冤污蔑他的这些犹太人，称呼父老兄弟。
And he called those Jews who have framed him and slandered him, he called them brothers and fathers.
保罗可以说他为了耶稣的名做见证，为了把福音传给自己的同胞犹太人，他能做的全做了，他能说的全说了，竭尽全力，不顾性命，付出真心，他都做了。
Paul did his best, he almost risked his life to do whatever he could do, to say whatever he could say in order to preach the gospel to his fellow brothers and fathers.
但是呢，一个因为保罗的传讲到信耶稣的认罪悔改都没有。
But not a single one Jew converted to the Lord Jesus because of his preaching.
相反，这些犹太人对保罗的愤恨、对福音的抵挡越发强烈，然后他们甚至上来把保罗拖下去毒打。
And on the contrary, their hatred toward Paul and their opposition toward the gospel became more and more, and they came to beat Paul even to death.
可以说保罗在这个耶路撒冷传福音的这个任务是彻底的失败了。
We can say that Paul's preaching in Jerusalem was a total failure.
所以在那天晚上，他被带进银楼，其实就是被关起来，关在这个罗马人的这个银楼里面。那天晚上，保罗是经历了挫败、失败，可以说是非常非常彻底的失败。
And he was brought into the barracks. Actually, he was imprisoned there. And Paul, at that night, he experienced great failure and frustration.
他竭尽全力做的一切，他不顾性命做的一切，不仅全然没有果效，反而招致犹太人更大的仇恨。
What he did with all his best and almost risked his life was no effect at all, but received more oppositions from the Jews.
那天保罗也是非常孤独的。
Paul was very lonely that night.
他是离开以弗所教会的弟兄姊妹，他是来到耶路撒冷，然后最后非常孤独的一个人被关在这个牢房里面。
And he left the brothers and sisters at Ephesus, and he went to Jerusalem, and but he was imprisoned there.
身边没有人照顾他。
No one was there to take care of him.
他是刚被毒打一顿，我们相信身上的伤势应该是非常非常。严重和疼痛的。
He was just brutally beaten, and I believe the wounds must be very bad.
没有人照顾他。
No one was there to take care of him.
他并不是因为违法犯罪被关在这里，被遭遇毒打，他是完全是因为遵行耶稣福音使命才落到这样的一个境地。
And he was not suffering the imprisonment and the beaten because of any crimes, and he.Was there because he obeyed the gospel mission from the Lord Jesus?
更加让保罗那天晚上的保罗心里更加愁苦不安的是，保罗会说：“明天怎么办？”
Which made Paul even said is that what he will do tomorrow.
明天会不会更加可怕的这个逼迫临到呢？
Will more terrible persecutions come tomorrow?
更加一个严重的问题，我这个福音明天怎么传？我怎么为耶稣的名做见证
？A more critical question or problem is how I will continue to bear witness for the Lord. How I can continue to preach the gospel.
主耶稣赐给我的使命，托付给我的使命，我怎么去完成它
？How can I continue to accomplish the mission that the Lord Jesus has entrusted to me?
我在耶路撒冷已经竭尽全力了，我已经就是不顾性命了。你看，落到这样的一个下场。
In Jerusalem, I have done all my best and even risked my life, but that was this result.
一个信的都没有，都上来打我。
No one was converted, and they even beat me.
那这时候呢，主耶稣来安慰保罗。
And that moment, Lord Jesus came to comfort Paul.
我们注意啊，主耶稣没有把保罗救出牢房。
We need to note that Lord Jesus didn't deliver Paul out of the prison.
啊，主耶稣更没有为保罗伸冤啊，谁打你的，刑罚他，耶稣也没有这样做。
And Lord Jesus didn't avenge Paul by punishing those who have beaten him.
甚至主耶稣都没有给保罗医治他身上的病痛和伤口哎。
And the Lord Jesus even didn't treat Paul's wounds.
甚至主耶稣都没有说啊，你身上被毒打的这些伤痕好了吧？没有。
And the Lord Jesus didn't even inquire about his wounds.
那耶稣怎么安慰他呢
？How did the Lord Jesus comfort Paul?
耶稣就给他一句话。
Lord Jesus gave him one word.
放心吧。
Be of good cheer.
你怎样在耶路撒冷为我做见证，也必怎样在罗马为我做见证。
For as you have testified for me in Jerusalem, you must also bear witness at Rome.
这句话就够了。
That word is enough.
这句话让刚刚经历挫败、经历失败、孤独、无助的保罗就大得安慰、大得喜乐，就这一句话就够了。
This word has given Paul, who have just suffered persecution and the beating, has given him great comfort and great joy.
我相信我们每个人，你可能还会有这种失败的经历啊。你哪怕是个学霸，你可能也有偶尔考不好的时候啊。
I believe that we all experience failures. Even you are the best student, you still might experience sometimes you didn't have a good score.
当你经历失败，你会问自己一个问题：我哪里做错了
？When you experience failure, you will ask yourself a question: What did I do wrong?
为什么我会失败？我一定是哪里错了
？Why did I experience failure? I must done something wrong.
我一定是哪里不对。
I must have made a mistake.
保罗那天晚上，他经历了那么彻底的失败，他那样的竭力去为耶稣做见证，去传福音，讲他自己的信仰经历，但是全都没有效果，失败了。
And Paul experienced a total failure that night. He had tried out his best to preach the gospel, to talk about his own experience, but he experienced a failure.
保罗说。我哪里我错了错在哪里
And Paul may ask himself, did I do anything wrong?
那天耶稣亲口对他说你没错放心吧你没做错
Lord Jesus personally told Paul that be of good cheer, you didn't do anything wrong.
你不仅一点点没做错你做得很好
Not only that you didn't do anything wrong, you did a very good job.
你不仅这样做，你以后还要到罗马，到更重要的地方、更大的地方，你同样这样去做，你一点错都没有，你做很好。
Not only the good job here, you will also do the same thing at Rome.
这给保罗带来极大的安慰。
This brought great comfort to Paul.
没有错。
He didn't do anything wrong.
我完全可以放心了。
Be of good cheer.
我在耶路撒冷所做的，保罗在耶路撒冷所做的，得到主耶稣基督亲口的肯定呐、啊，我还有什么好担心的？没有做错啊。
What Paul did in Jerusalem was acknowledged by the Lord Jesus. He didn't do anything wrong.
就是有一次呢，在我们教会这个初信造就的这个课程结束的时候。
One time after our new believers class was concluded.
后来我就问来参加这个课程的一些慕道朋友，就说：“哎，你们有没有愿意受洗成为基督徒的？你回去要好好祷告啊。”
I asked those who the gospel friends who came to that new believers class, and if you want to be baptized and become a Christian, you need to go back and pray hard.
回去一定要好好的祷告，甚至禁止祷告，来寻求神的心意。等你真正弄清楚了神的心意是什么，你再来决定你是否要在我们教会来受洗成为基督徒。
I ask them to pray earnestly and seek the Lord's will, and until they understand the will of God, and they will come back and get baptized.
然后你再告诉我，你到底要不要受洗
？And you come back and tell me whether you decide to get baptized.
后来就有个牧道友就问我，那如果我祷告之后我不想受洗了， 那你怎么办？你工作量不是没完成？
And one of the gospel friends said to me, what if I, after I prayed and decided that I would not get baptized, what will happen to you, then you didn't finish your job?
那你怎么向给你发教会发教会怎么向给你发工资的教会去交代呢？
And how could you give a cut to the church who give you the salaries?
后来我说哎呀谢谢关心谢谢关心。
And I said to him, thank you for your concern.
我说哎呀不用担心我不用担心。
Do not worry about me.
我说最最重要的是你是否要受洗是你跟神之间的事情。
The most important question is whether you will get baptized. It is the relationship between you and God.
这是每个人一生当中可以做出的唯一最最重要的决定唯一的。
It's the only most significant decision you've made in your whole life.
所以当你要做这个决定的时候我要受洗我要不受洗你做这个决定的时候你不要受到任何其他因素的干扰。
So when you make this decision of whether you will be get, you will get baptized, do not be influenced by any other things.
因为在我们人生当中我们做很多的决定我们看起来是很重要的。
Because in our life, we make many important decisions. We think that those decisions are important.
去哪上大学呀、啊？跟谁结婚呐、啊？去哪个公司工作呀、啊？这我们觉得这些决定很重要哦。
Which university I'll go and who I will marry and where to work. We think those are important decisions.
但是所有这些决定只影响我在地上的一生。
But all those decisions will only affect my life.On the earth.
只有一个决定真正影响我永恒的归宿就是我是否要受洗
But only one decision will affect your eternal destiny that is whether you will get baptized
所以这个决定你要找到答案你只能去面对神你不要受到任何因素的影响你当然也不需要担心我
If you look for this answer to that decision and you only need to pray to God and do not think about me.
后来这个牧道友说啊明白了明白了啊回去祷告。
The gospel friend said, I understand, I'll go back and pray.
第二个礼拜天回来啊我决定不受洗了。
And the second Sunday he came back and said to me, I decided not to get baptized.
然后我从远看啊或者你看你做的这个福音工作你给他传递失败了对不对
From a human perspective it seems that my work to preach the gospel to him has failed
你花再多的时间你再真诚你再情实热切的失败了对不对他不受洗
You may have spent a lot of time with him and you may preach and share the gospel with him very sincerely but he decided not to get baptized it seems that you have failed to preach the gospel to him
使徒保罗也经历这样的时刻，许许多多的基督徒都经历这样的时刻。
Paul experienced such moment. Many, many Christians experienced such moments.
但是主耶稣基督亲口对使徒保罗说：“放心吧。”
But the Lord Jesus Himself said to Paul, "Be of good cheer."
也是对许许多多经历这样所谓在人看来失败的基督徒说：“放心吧，你没做错。”
And he was speaking to many, many Christians who might have experienced failures like that, that be of good cheer, you didn't do anything wrong.
你不仅没有做错，你做得很对，而且你还要继续做下去，以不变的方式继续做下去。
Not only you didn't do anything wrong, and you did a good job, and you will continue to do so in the same way.
所以那一天晚上，主耶稣对保罗说的话，安慰了保罗。也安慰了我，我也安慰了许许多多经历所谓传福音失败的基督徒。
As the words that the Lord Jesus comforted Paul at that night comforted me and comforted many, many Christians who seem to have experienced failures in preaching the gospel.
所有人都嘲笑你，所有人都藐视你，所有人都无视你，不重要。
Everyone is laughing at you, mocking at you, or despising you. It's not important.
事实上，就是我在教会服侍这些年，包括以前在中国大陆家庭教会服侍这么多年，坐在下面的这个各种的表情，我都看到过。
Actually, I've served in the church, this church, and also in mainland China for so many years. Those who have been sitting in the congregation and see many, many expressions.
但是有一个声音告诉我，其实最重要的，就有一位他在看着我。
And actually, a voice told me that those are not important, but one important thing is one is looking at you.
有一位都说，哎呀，放心吧，不要看他们的表情，不要看他们的反应，放心吧，没做错。
And the one told me that be of good cheer and do not look at those expressions from other people, and you didn't do anything wrong.
所以加拉太书一章十节。保罗他这样说
Galatians 1:10 says
我现在是要得人的心还是要得神的心呢我岂是讨人的喜欢吗如果仍旧讨人的喜欢我就不是基督的仆人了
But do I now persuade men or God or do I seek to please men for if I still pleased men I would not be a bond servant of Christ
保罗为什么这么有信心这么确定去讲这句话呢他的工作不是传福音不是让人信耶稣吗
Why was Paul so determined to speak such words? Was not his job preaching the gospel?
他的使命不就是让人信耶稣或者让人听他劝吗
Wasn't his ministry or his mission is just to persuade people to believe in the Lord Jesus?
你不讨人的喜欢 你怎么做呢
If you do not please men, how can you accomplish this job?
人家为什么要听你说呢
Why do other people have to listen to you?
那保罗为什么他就这么坚定，他就敢讲这样的话？他就说我如果讨人的喜欢，我就不是神的仆人。他怎么这么确定敢讲这样的话？
And why was Paul so determined to speak words like, if I please men, I will not be a bond servant of Christ?
我相信有一个原因就是那天晚上他听到耶稣亲口对他说，放心吧。
I believe that one reason is that Paul has heard from the Lord Jesus at night, be of good cheer.
你在耶路撒冷没有讨到人的喜欢，是不是？你只讨到人的讨厌、仇恨。
You didn't please the men in Jerusalem. You only received the oppositions from them.
但是耶稣对保罗说，你没做错。
But Jesus told Paul that you didn't do anything wrong.
你可以放心。
And be of good cheer.
而且你以后还要这样做。
And you will continue to do so.
所以保罗就明白了，哦，我不是要讨人的喜欢呐。
So Paul understood that he was not to please men.
有一次这个 BBC 哈 ，Boise Bible College 就是让我去给他们的学生就是稍微介绍一下，因为他们很多毕业生出去要当宣教士嘛，有些要去到亚洲啊，怎样。
One time, the Boise Bible College invited me to have an introduction to give a talk to them, but because many of their students, graduates, will go to many parts of the world to preach the gospel.
有些学生就问我，哎呀，我要不要从现在开始就学习用筷子啊？
Some,
我要不要从现在开始就学什么一些当地的语言呐、啊？
And some students ask me, should I start to practice using chopsticks now, or should I start to learning some languages now?
我说都不用，我说那些人英语都很好，比我强多了。
I said to them, it's no use. Their English is much better than us.
我说那些人不在乎你吃饭用筷子还是用手抓。
And those people don't mind whether you use chopsticks or use your hands.
你不用想太多。
Do not think
about that too much. 人家喜欢我吗？接受我吗？
Whether they will accept you, whether they like you or not.
你就始终想好一件事情，我有没有 please God？
Just focus on this one thing, whether you please God or not.
你如果让神喜悦了，那你什么你都放心吧。
If you can please God, everything will be at ease.
你如果让人都喜欢你，但是神却不喜悦，那你就枉费了。
If you are liked by all people but not pleased by God, then everything you do will be in vain.
所以那天晚上为什么就那么一句话就安慰了保罗呢？保罗还被毒打一顿，那么苦，那句话告诉他，你没错。
Why could that word from the Lord Jesus comfort Paul after his beaten by other people, and because that word told Paul that he didn't do anything wrong.
不要看好像你失败了，你都彻底的失败，好像你做工没有果效。不要看这些，主耶稣亲自肯定保罗没有错。
Do not view what you have done as a failure. And Lord Jesus personally and he himself acknowledged what Paul had done. He didn't do anything wrong.
所以呢，这相信给我们每一个人也可以带来极大的安慰。旧事已过，一切都是新的。
I believe that this could also bring comfort to every one of us. Old things have passed and new things have come.
那么接下来呢，我们会看到主耶稣让保罗继续在罗马为主耶稣做见证。
Then we can see that Lord Jesus asked Paul to continue to bear witness for him at Rome.
保罗形容传福音的人呐、啊，是耶稣基督的精兵，耶稣的战士。
Paul described those who preach the gospel as the good soldiers of Christ.
其实传福音呢是把人的灵魂从魔鬼的手中抢出来，就像打仗一样。当然不是用刀用枪啊，是用话，就是用神的真理，是出于我们的爱，出于神的爱。
And preaching the gospel is like snatching the souls of men from the hands of the devil, and it's a spiritual battle, of course, not with sword or spears, but with love and faith.
那么呢，一个战士让他心里最难过的是什么呢？
What make a soldier sad?
就是他的统帅对他说：“你下去吧，下一场仗你不用去打了。”
That his commander said to him that he will not go to battle next time.
这是让一个战士心里最难过的。
This makes the soldier saddest.
而耶稣来安慰保罗，告诉保罗，你还要去打更大的仗，你不要灰心，不要上去，我再给你更重要的战场让你去。
Lord Jesus came to comfort Paul that not to be discouraged. I will give you a more important battlefield for you to fight.
保罗听到这样的话，心里何等的喜乐呀！保罗会说：“你看，我刚刚在耶路撒冷打这场仗，不是惨败吗？加引号啊，不是惨败吗？结果耶稣不仅不批评我，而且称赞我、鼓励我，而且让我去到罗马更大、更重要的城市再去打仗。”
And you can imagine that how joyful Paul would be when he just experienced a sin to be a total failure at in Jerusalem. But the Lord Jesus entrusted him a more important battlefield in Rome.
并不是每一个被神所使用的人，神会继续使用他。
Not every man who was used by God, and God will continue to use him.
神曾经大大的使用先知以利亚。
God has used prophet Elijah greatly.
但是后来神兴起了以利沙来取代以利亚。
But later, God raised up Elisha to replace Elijah.
因为以利亚他经历了挫败以后啊，他非常的灰心，他来到神的面前，他说：“我就死了吧。”
Because Elijah, when after his frustration and he was so desperate and disappointed, and he came to ask God to give him death.
他只是被那个邪恶的那个女王耶洗别恐吓了一下，他就吓得跑，他就说我不想活了。
He was just threatened by the evil Queen Jezebel, and he was so afraid, and he fled away.
然后呢，他说什么呢？他说：“因为我不胜于我的列祖。”
He said that because I didn't surpass my fathers.
他不仅说我失败了，他还得说我没有比我的祖先更强啊，所以我不想活了。
Not only said he I did experience a failure, but I'm not better than my fathers, so I do not want to live anymore.
所以我们会看见这个时候的以利亚，他心里最重要的是。我有没有强过别人，或者强过我的祖先？这是他心里最重要的。
So we can see at that moment what matters most in Elijah's mind is whether he is better or exceed his fathers.
那我们也都知道，以利亚的祖先那都是信心的 信心的巨人啊，亚伯拉罕啊，摩西啊，这是大卫啊，都是这样的人，他跟他们去比，他说我要比他们强。
We know that Elijah's fathers and ancestors were the great heroes of faith like Abraham, Moses, and David, and Elijah wanted to compare with them.
啊，没有比他们强，我不活。
If he was not better than them, he didn't want to.
所以你会看见他看重自己的荣耀是何等何等的大。
And we can see that how he valued his own glory.
后来神就告诉他，他说：“哎呀，他说还有7000人是没有向巴利屈膝的，有7000个比你都坚强。”
And then later, God told Elijah that there were 7,000 people who didn't bow to evil, and he was better than and stronger than you.
后来从那以后呢，哎，神就兴起了以利沙。
And from that time on, and God raised up Elisha.
保罗也经历了挫折，但是保罗没有想我要去跟谁比。
Paul experienced the frustration, but he didn't compare himself with others.
其实他完全可以比啊，因为同样在耶路撒冷，彼得他们传福音非常成功啊。
He could compare, because in the same city in Jerusalem, and Peter had great seed success in preaching the gospel.
彼得他们在五旬节那一天，圣灵降下，他们几个站起来，一次讲到3000人这个受洗啊，非常成功啊。
And Pentecost, when Peter and other apostles they stood up and prayed, and 3,000 believed and got baptized, it was great success.
而且当时受洗的许许多多的都是犹太人呐。
And many of those who got baptized were Jews.
保罗他就不会就说，那为什么我同样在耶路撒冷，我就没人信，还打我呢？我为什么没有胜过彼得呢？
Paul didn't compare himself with Peter, and why I in the same city in Jerusalem, when I preach, I didn't do as successful as Peter did.
保罗完全没有这样想。
Paul didn't think that way.
因为保罗去传福音，去为主耶稣基督名做见证，他不是为了自己的荣耀，不是为了证明自己比谁强。
Because Paul bore the witness for the name of the Lord and preached the gospel not for his glory, not thinking that he wants to be better than someone.
保罗说是耶稣基督的恩让他成为今天这样的人。
And Paul said, by the grace of the Lord, he became what he was.
是出于上帝的爱。也出于他自己对上帝爱的回应。
It is out of God's love. It is out of His response to the love of God.
所以，神继续的使用保罗，甚至给他更大、更重要的使命。
So God continued to use Paul and even entrusted him with a more important mission.
啊，所以上帝奇妙的带领，后来保罗就被罗马人就带到。罗马去了，那当时是罗马帝国的中心，也可以说当时那个已知世界的中心。
And God amazingly guided Paul to Rome, and it was brought by the Romans to Rome, and that was the center of that Roman Empire, or even the center of the world at that time.
然后最后我们也都知道，保罗啊，终于就来到一些。罗马的一些执政者、一些掌权者面前，就为耶稣基督里面做见证。
And we know finally Paul came to the authorities and who were in power in Rome, and he bore the witness for the Lord.
然后在那天晚上呢，耶稣亲自来到保罗身边，这是给保罗最大的安慰。
That night, Lord Jesus personally came to Paul and comforted Paul. That was the greatest comfort for Paul.
我们知道《天路历程》的作者约翰·班扬也是因为信仰的缘故坐了很多年的牢。
We know that the author, John Bunyan of the Pilgrim's Progress, and has been imprisoned for the Lord for many years.
他就讲过一句话，他说：“上帝不会忘记他的每一颗珍宝。”
And he has said a word that God has not even a single jewel laid by and forgotten.
保罗虽然在这个黑暗的牢房孤独一个人，上帝不会忘记他。
Paul was lonely in the prison, but God did not forget him.
耶稣同在就是天堂。
Where Jesus is, it's heaven.
我们看见主耶稣在那天晚上站在保罗旁边，亲自安慰他说，你没有做错，你还有更大的使命要去做。
Lord Jesus at that night stood by Paul and said, "You didn't do anything wrong, and I'll give you more important battlefield to fight."
做什么呢？三个字，做见证。
What will he do? He will bear witness for the Lord.
施布登说，如果我们了解人生最高的目的，我们就达到最高的喜乐。
Spurgeon has ever said, if we realize our chief end, we will reach our highest enjoyment.
人生最高的目的是什么？
What's the chief end of man?
我们都知道是荣耀神，并且以神为乐。
Is to enjoy, glorify God and enjoy Him forever.
但是具体的怎么是做见证？
And to be more specific is to bear witness for the Lord.
基督徒人生一生的总结就应该是这三个字，做见证。
A summary of the Christians of our whole life should be bear the witness.
你工作也好，你学习也好，你做任何事情都围绕着一个中心，就是我这一生。有没有行出这三个字做见证
？When you study, when you work, whatever you do, you should focus on these words. Bear the witness.
见证耶稣的名。
Bear the witness for the name of the Lord Jesus.
不是见证我多么厉害，我多么棒，不是见证耶稣的名。
Not testifying that how good you are, but bear the name of the Lord Jesus.
见证耶稣对我的爱，耶稣对我的恩典，我行事为人要跟我。得到的爱和恩典要相称。
Testifying for the love of and the grace of the Lord Jesus, and whatever you do, you should testify for His love and His grace.
也见证耶稣基督的大能。
It also testifying the great power of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他让软弱的能够变刚强。
And it strengthens those weak.
他能让那些信仰。重要的能够重新建立起来。
He reestablished the faith of those whose heart is shaken.
最最重要的，他能让死人复活。
The most important that he can raise the dead.
我们许许多多的人都是已经死在罪中的人了。
Many of us have died in our trespasses.
耶稣能让我们活过来。
The Lord Jesus raises us up.
我们一生在这地上，你做任何事情。其实就是为这个来做见证，这就是我们基督徒一生应该有的总结，三个字：做见证。
Whatever we do on the earth is to testify for this, and our Christian life, we should summarize our Christian life as bear the witness.
无论是在你平安的日子，还是在那个黑暗的夜晚、孤独的牢房，不要忘记这三个字：你要做见证。
Whether you are in your peaceful times or in your darkest times, do not forget about these words. Bear the witness.
我们起来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们感谢你把你的话语赐给我们。
We thank you for giving us your word.
我们更是感谢主耶稣基督，在我们人生每一个时刻，你常常与我们同在，常常与我们同行。
We thank the Lord Jesus, you are present with us in every moment of our life.
愿主耶稣在我们经历挫折、经历失败的时候来安慰我们。
May the Lord Jesus comfort us in times of our failure and difficulties.
愿主耶稣基督在我们顺利成功的时候，也让我们能够警醒。
And also, my Lord Jesus reminds us and warns us to be alert in our times of success and peace times.
也愿主耶稣基督。眺望我们的信心、热心和爱心，让我们在这地上的每一个日子、每一个脚步，乃是为主耶稣基督做见证。
May also Lord Jesus ignite the fervent and love and zeal of our of us, so that we can bear the witness for the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.